This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations. The president made the statement one day after the Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran.
Well, we knew what the vote was going to be, but we'll be doing a snapback. You'll be watching it next week. Yeah, you'll be watching it next week.
The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all U.N. sanctions against Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal, even though Trump abandoned the accord in 2018. Diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. Trump also said that he would probably not participate in a 5+1 summit with Iran proposed by his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. Putin called Friday for an online summit of the leaders of the five permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany and Iran over a possible extension of the international embargo on arms sales in Tehran. The United States and Poland signed a recently negotiated enhanced defense cooperation agreement Saturday in Warsaw. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
At a joint news conference in Warsaw, Poland's foreign minister Jacek Czaputowicz said through an interpreter, as the U.S. draws down its forces in Germany, it makes sense to move some of those troops to Poland.
Because we are closer to the potential source of conflict.
The deal allows U.S. forces to access additional Polish military installations to enhance and modernize existing capabilities. Pompeo says while troop levels still matter, the world does move on.
Space, cyber, all the disinformation, we talked about this a great deal. These defense cooperation agreements we signed will give us the capacity to work on each of these problems.
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Thousands protested outside the Belarusian State Television Center on Saturday, calling for full and fair coverage of demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko's disputed poll victory and police violence. At least 3,000 people gathered outside the Minsk building housing state channels, complaining that their broadcasts have backed Lukashenko and given a skewed picture of the protests. Around 100 staff came out of the building to join the demonstrators and said they planned a strike on Monday. Lukashenko made the comment several hours after a phone call with Putin and after protesters again demanded that he resign. Thousands of demonstrators rallied at the spot where a protester died in clashes with police earlier this week. It was the seventh consecutive day of large protests against the result of the August 9th presidential election, in which election officials say that Lukashenko won a sixth term in office. The United States called on Saturday for a transparent and credible investigation into the massive port blast in Beirut that killed nearly 180 people. Adam Reed of Reuters reports.
David Hale is the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs.
We can never go back to an era in which anything goes at the port or the borders of Lebanon. That had to contribute to this situation, and I think it's very important. Lebanese people will have to determine how best to do that.
The devastating explosion occurred on August 4th, and authorities say it was caused by more than 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, which had been unsafely stored at the port for 7 years.
Every sovereign state controls its ports and its borders thoroughly, and I imagine that all Lebanese would like to return to that era and not have the anything-goes atmosphere that we've seen in recent years.
Vast swathes of damage were inflicted throughout the city and have left 300,000 people homeless. Some 30 people remain missing.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Japan on Saturday marked the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II, with Emperor Naruhito expressing deep remorse over his country's wartime actions at a somber annual ceremony curtailed by the coronavirus pandemic. Naruhito pledged to reflect on the war's events and expressed hope that the tragedy would never be repeated. There was no word of apology from Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who gave thanks for the sacrifices of the Japanese war dead, but had nothing to say about the suffering of Japan's neighbors. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.